All right, joining me now on the Newsmaker line is Olga Negron, who is Executive Director of Governor Shapiro's Advisory Commission on Latino Affairs. Olga, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you with us this morning. And your group had a meet and greet meeting earlier this week in Reading, if I recall correctly.
That is correct.
And this took place at Centro Hispano on 2nd Street here in Reading. Can you share with us what that was all about?
Well, so the commission has been meeting, the last year and talking about issues that are among their communities. I have commissioners literally all over the Commonwealth. And, you know, I personally have learned a lot. There's different issues according to whatever the communities are. So they have gotten together and talk about the issues and prioritize three priorities and work to ensure, to share that with the administration and make sure that changes happen to the service that the Latino community across the Commonwealth receives.
Can you share with us what some of those issues are?
Absolutely. So thank you for asking. So the priority number one is language access. It is something that it's not only affecting Latinos, right, but any other immigrant community. And as we take a look at the census, the numbers keep on increasing. So language access, especially for critical forms, we are recommending that it's important that the administration take a closer look at. The other one is affordable child care. And, you know, this is connecting it directly with the economy. We need individuals to get to be working, but there are challenges. There are areas without child care. It is too expensive. So there's a lot of issues connected to affordable child care that they're trying to make that noise. And the last, absolutely not less important, is affordable housing, fair housing. It's an issue that is not just for Latino, of course, but it is affecting the Latino community immensely, and that's why they brought it up.
So share with me, with that in mind, what are the goals of this advisory commission that you head up, that the governor has formed? And first and foremost, is this new? Is this a commission that just Governor Shapiro has established, or have prior governors had such a commission as well?
Very good question. So the GACLA, the Governor Advisory Commission on Latino Affairs, is actually the oldest governor's commission in the nation.
Oh, wow.
It was established. Yeah, it was actually established back in 1971. And it has been reestablished, and Governor Shapiro signed the executive order last year reestablishing it one more time.
And what are some of the goals of the commission? What are you hoping to accomplish?
So we serve, the commissioners serve as eyes and ears for the governor. Like, literally, they are leaders that are really engaged, very well connected to their communities. And as they do the work, they all have a full-time job, right? The commissioners are doing this on a voluntary basis. They are keeping an eye on the issues and then bringing them to the attention of the administration. And the hope is that this connection makes a difference in the services that the Latino community is receiving all across the Commonwealth.
And are you going to, once you've compiled a list of issues like language, affordable child care, and affordable housing and fair housing, are you going to create an official report that would be given to the governor?
Yes, that is correct. We the meet and greets that we've been doing, we did not just go to Berks County. Last week we were in the Lehigh Valley. This week it was Berks County, but also Philadelphia. We're still going to go to, like, Delaware County, you know, Lancaster. So we're going to continue doing the meets and greets. And the meets and greets are two-folded. One is for that community, whatever county we are at, for them to recognize, to know who their GACLA commissioners are, so they can always keep them in contact on issues and situations within their community, but also to serve as that connection and learn about the issues that the commissioners have chosen as priorities, as well as connecting it with the proposed budget, right? Mm-hmm. We know that the governor just presented a budget, so we took a closer look at the budget and looked at the things that were in our priority list, right? Like mm-hmm. affordable housing and affordable childcare. So now we want to educate our community within the Commonwealth so they know these are the issues and we need to do our best. Everybody has to play a role in making sure that budget passes through supporting the issues that matter the most to our community.
Now, the meeting that was held, I believe, if my memory serves me right, it was held Tuesday of this week at mm-hmm. Centro Hispano. Were residents of the community invited, or was this just a meeting between officials of Centro Hispano and the members of the commission?
Very good question. So the event in Berks County at Centro Hispano, we definitely had administration from Centro Hispano with us there, but we also had members of City Council, members of Berks County Commission. We have member state representatives, senators, or staff from these offices. So it was open to the public in terms of leadership. So we are connecting the commissioners with local elected officials and with local Latino leaders or leaders that lead organizations that serve the Latino community.
And when you are done with these meet and greet meetings across the state, is there a time frame that the governor has given you to issue your final report to him? And if so, when is that?
Well, we don't have a deadline per se, but the hope is that this spring, at some point, the governor will actually sit down with the commissioner for a meeting where we can have that conversation with him directly.
And given the fact that we're looking at a split General Assembly where the Democrats have a slim majority, a one-seat majority in the House, and the Republicans have a slim majority in the Senate, what is your assessment as far as actually seeing action take place here to address the concerns in this particular case of the Latino community?
Well, I can only be hopeful that the fact that we have 1.1 million Latinos in the Commonwealth, according to the last census, that as we walk or go around doing meets and greets throughout the Commonwealth, that more and more leaders and elected officials see the importance of at least these issues and that they keep it and you know, make it go through so they're not just a proposal, but they become law. So I am hopeful that this process that we're using will help us get to the final goal, you know, which is passing these items in the budget, make sure that we don't get them lost through the process.
Okay. Now, I can understand affordable child care and affordable housing, but I'd like, if you can, in the final moments I have here with you, if you can elaborate for me on the language problem. Can you share with me exactly what they're referencing there? Are we talking about street signs, or are we talking about in school? What is the exact issue here regarding language?
Sure. So first of all, any entity that receives funding from the federal government, it's required to provide the services they are providing in the language that they are serving, the community that they're serving. And that is part of the Title VI, the Civil Rights Act of 1964. And because of that, some of the agencies that do receive money from the federal government has created a language access plan. This is directly to the services that they are providing. For example, PennDOT got money from federal government, right? So they have offices all over the Commonwealth. So the access plan includes hiring a company that serves as interpreter, that have a signage that is located at the, let's say in this case, I say PENDO, but it's the same with Department of Human Services and, you know, revenue all over. So they have signage in the language of the individual. So we hear again and again in some counties that our Latino families are going to PENDOT or the Department of Welfare, you know, revenue to get services, and they cannot connect with them. They don't have anybody that can talk to them. Well, there is a plan that includes a company that is serving as interpreter. So anybody in any county, any state county office can call that number and have an interpreter in the phone right there to serve that community. But then even more important, have critical forms that the community needs to complete in Spanish so they can better understand them and, you know, do what they are expected to do.
Olga, is there anything I didn't ask that you would like our audience to know about?
No, I think that this was pretty true. Like, I would just say that as people hear more and more about GACLA Meet and Greet, that they see, this is an opportunity for me to get to know my commissioners, whatever, you know, community we are, and also to hear how they're going to be working to help us make our life, Latino Pennsylvanians, better.
Now, let me ask you this one final question here. In addition to the meet and greets, is there any way for members of the Latino community, residents in the Latino community, do they have the opportunity to connect with you directly or with the commission directly to share concerns they have? And if so, how can they do that?
Absolutely. So definitely with the commissioners, because my commissioners are very engaged within the community. So meeting, learning who is your commissioner is very important because, again, they are the eyes and ears for the administration and the governor. Now, with me also, however, it will mean that we have to organize a meeting. Just yesterday, I was in Philadelphia in South Philly. We had our meet and greet there, and a group of the Mexican associations came to me and said, hey, we meet monthly. Can you come to one of our meetings so we can talk a little more about this? And I'm like, absolutely. So that is part of what I do. With my commissioners, they can connect with me to get, you know, hey, there's a meeting going on with the Mexican Association or the Casa Dominicana, Casa Venezuela, whichever group it is. They are going to meet, and they will invite me, and I'll be there to continue the conversation and building that relationship. That's really important to me.
Olga Negron, who's Executive Director of Governor Shapiro's Advisory Commission on Latino Affairs, thank you so much for joining us today. It was a pleasure talking with you this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye now. And we'll be back with more feedback. Maria, you've been on hold for a while. Thank you so much. I will take your call first thing after this commercial break when feedback continues on this Friday. Stay with us.
I'm terrific. I'm the best. I stand out from all the rest. And next to you, I'm even better.
Serving Myerstown, Fredericksburg, Newmanstown, and all of Lebanon County. This is News Talk 830, WEEU.